Hi, Local Splash.
Well, hello, this is Kyle here at Local Splash. Is that Robert?
Yes, Robert. Quick question.
Oh,
can you help me out?
Yes.
For some reason, I woke up this morning that wanted me to sign into my Facebook. I've never had to sign in before. I guess people tried to get into it yesterday, other people from other states. So they must have made me re-sign in. So I tried to re-sign in. I just want to know if you guys can help me, because I cannot get back into it. And it's my business and my personal. And I advertise in my business almost daily. It tells me that when I try to redo my password, it said, now you've been disabled. You've tried too many times. So is there any way you guys can help assist me with that? I tried going through they're horrible. Their instructions are horrible on how to figure it out, you know. I tried all morning. So I thought maybe you guys could look into it and see if you could get a new password somehow.
So unfortunately, it doesn't work like that with a personal account. Mm-hmm. We don't have access to it at all, so there isn't...
Right, my business account. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you're...
My business and personal are connected together. They're connected. And I couldn't reset my password. It won't let me. It just keeps saying disabled,
correct.
Disabled.
Yeah. So your business page you manage through your personal profile,
mm-hmm.
and that's your personal account. We don't have access to that in any way.
You guys do. You guys do. I gave you permission. I gave you permission about 2 months ago when you did the advertising on it.
No, we have access to your business page. We don't have any access to your personal account.
Okay.
It's not possible to share your personal account with
us.
So, the personal account would need to go through the account recovery phase with Facebook. So when it is telling you about the password, there should be an option to do account recovery.
I tried that. There's nothing. Like, you try those steps, and it just takes you back through signing in again. Like, you click on that link, or you click on that out of the blue area, and it just takes me through signing in again. And I try to sign in again, and it says, you've been disabled. You know, so... It's ridiculous.
Okay.
They're horrible.
Did they send you any emails or anything like that?
No. Nope. They said they're going to send me an email. I keep refreshing. I go to my garbage. No email. They said they're going to send me a text. I get no text.
I see.
I get nothing.
Yeah. I see. So unfortunately, I mean, from our side, apart from that, there's no support at Facebook. There isn't a call center that we can get through to, and there isn't a way that we are able to...
And there's no way for me to call them or nothing, so I'm kind of just stuck. Without Facebook anymore and without advertising.
I actually wouldn't try and... So if you Google a number, there's many numbers that come up, and some of those are like scam call centers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way to phone Facebook, unfortunately. Even on our end, there's no... We don't even have anyone to speak to at Facebook. You kind of have to work everything out yourself.
All right.
Basically, I just wanted to check. So your personal... account. Have you been able to look at your profile at all, like without being logged in?
Won't let me log in.
No.
Yesterday it said 4 or 5 places in the country I had to sign into my account. I ignored it. Got it this morning and I had to sign into my account. Gave him exactly my password that I've used for 15 years, and it said incorrect, and then it disabled me. And so I guess we just need to cancel our advertising with Facebook then through you guys. That's going to hurt you guys too. I don't know what to do, because there's no reason for me to advertise if I can't use it. Unfortunately, it's my best way of putting stuff out there, but I guess not now. I can use Instagram.
Yeah, so I've had a few clients. It sounds like it could be that the account was hacked, your personal account.
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen people, they managed to recover it, like, after a couple of days, but they may have changed...
Just wait.
So the thing is, they may have changed your... If you have been hacked, they could have changed your email address or your phone number, which is then the reason why you're not getting the email and SMS. But I did have a client earlier in the year that something similar happened to, and after about a month or two, the recovery thing worked. But unfortunately, there's literally nothing that we can't phone Facebook.
I finally got you guys to advertise for me. I finally got some work. And now I want to advertise the work that I'm doing, and I can't. This is great.
Yeah.
All right. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe we live in this country. This can't be this America. It's not the country we used to be in, I'll tell you that for sure. It's definitely not the America we used to live in. All right. So I'll just sit back and wait for them to respond to me when they don't respond to me. Let's see what happens. I have no clue. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. I just want to check something. There was, at one stage, there was a thing where it let you help somebody with a hacked account. So I just want to see if that's still here as an option. Someone else gained access to my friend's account. Let's see.
We just finished our largest project of the year. And I kept telling people, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. End of week, I'm going to post it, and I kept getting them teases, and now all of a sudden...
Yes.
I start another project next week that's big, and I'd like to advertise it, and I guess I'm...
So what I can suggest, there is a link. So literally, I've just gone through their questions, and it says, if you have a friend that was hacked, tell them to visit facebook.com/hacked, and they can follow the on-screen instructions to...
yeah, I think I tried that. I'll try it again.
Their account. Yeah,
facebook.com/hacked.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm really sorry that this is terrible, because I always feel so useless in this case, because there unfortunately isn't anything that we can do from our side, you know, when this happens, unfortunately. And it is frustrating. I'd love to be able to fix it for you. But what I did want to say, when you obviously do get back in, is obviously just reset the passwords, change your numbers back in the email.
Yeah.
And then it might say set up two-factor authentication, which is when they will send you back an email. Or a text with a one-time password.
Yeah. I need more of these now. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll try it, I guess. We'll see what I can do.
Okay, and then let us know as well. And then let us know how you would like to proceed, you know, if you do want to change anything. But for now, I'll leave it as is, and then wait.
Yeah, I guess I'll cancel my advertising, because that was my best advertising when we redid it.
Yeah.
But I've got to cancel. That's a shame. That kills you guys, and it kills me. It kills your business, and it kills my business.
Yeah.
Amazing,
so did you want to wait a couple of days to see if you do get in, or how?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, I guess I will.
Okay. All right. And then
thank
you can touch base with us.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.